Hello, and thanks for tuning in to the 10th and Broad Church of Christ podcast. Today's message is presented by Ken Holsberry, the preaching minister at the 10th and Broad Church. Let's tune in now for Ken's message.
We're doing a series this month, starting this week and today, called Connected Christmas. And some of you with kids and grandkids have already been participating in that throughout the week. Today, our faith communities have some activities that they're going to be doing connected with Connecting Christmas. And I'm going to be speaking from Luke chapter 2 about Mary. Well, we've had a lot of Christmas announcements, and you have a lot of Christmas things going on. Some folks say that Christmas is one of the most stressful times of the year, and that is especially true for the ladies in our life. One survey indicated that Christmas is the sixth most exhausting and stressful event in someone's lifetime. Now, how does that make you feel about Christmas coming around every year? But this morning we are gonna look at the story of Jesus' birth and the story of Mary and what that may have been like really for them and for her. But the thing I want to focus on the most is the presence of God in that story. And we're going to see and use a word that is in some of the translations. We're going to see what it's like to be overshadowed by God in this season. Well, Luke records the experiences of Mary and the perspective of Mary when he records the birth of Jesus in the first chapters of his gospel. And in that record, God sent an angel, Gabriel, to speak to Mary. And the message that Gabriel had for her, his first words were, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." And then he gave her the really astounding news. He said, "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you're to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." And so the first thought and question that came to Mary after hearing that astounding, impossible announcement was, "How can this happen? Because I'm a virgin." And then listen closely to how Gabriel answered her question. He said, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." That word overshadowed is a word I want to pay attention to today. Because when we are overshadowed, it means that something bigger than us has come over us, and we're in the shadow. And so if you are under a tree on a bright sunny day, you are overshadowed by the tree. Or if you're downtown and there are really tall buildings all around, then you are overshadowed by those buildings. And so the angel told Mary that the Most High, who is the biggest and greatest of all, is going to overshadow her. And everybody talks about getting into the Christmas spirit. But in this story, the Christmas spirit got into Mary. And when the Spirit gets in you, the result is always Jesus. In Ephesians 3, when Paul prays this beautiful prayer for the saints, for the family of God, and he says he prays for all who kneel before God and are part of the family, he prayed that we would be strengthened with power through his Spirit in our inner being. And the reason that he wants us to be strengthened with power in our inner being is so that Christ will dwell in us. And so when the Spirit overshadows us, The goal and the purpose and the result is Christ dwelling in us. And that's exactly what happened to Mary when she was overshadowed by the Most High. Christ miraculously dwelled in her. And I would say to you this morning that when Christ dwells in you, it is no less miraculous. I want to be overshadowed by God. I want to live in the shadow of His presence and of His Spirit. And this has been the goal, the purpose of Christians in all ages. In fact, 700 years ago, a German Christian wrote these words, "What good is it to me if this eternal birth of the divine Son takes place, but it doesn't take place in me?" And Corrie ten Boom, who is a woman of incredible spiritual maturity and depth, if you haven't ever read anything about her or by her, I encourage you to do that. But she said, if Jesus were born 1,000 times in Bethlehem, but not once in me, then I would still be lost. We want to be overshadowed. And Christmas isn't just about Jesus entering our world. Christmas is about Jesus entering your world. He did it first in Mary. He does it with us, to overshadow us with His Spirit and with His presence. And so I just want to look at this story of Mary and see a few things that happen when we allow ourselves to be overshadowed, when God does overshadow us. And the first thing that we see about Mary and about us is when God overshadows you, then your ambitions get overshadowed. And every one of us have ambitions and dreams and goals and purposes. But when we get overshadowed by God, He overshadows our ambitions. Mary had ambitions for her life, I'm sure. And I know specifically that one of those ambitions involved a young man named Joseph. And I don't know if they had the nursery rhyme back then, but she may have run along and sang, "First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes Mary, pushing a baby carriage." But that's not the way that it happened. And the way that it did happen was very complicated and hard to explain and embarrassing. And so Mary is living proof that we can be called and favored by God and still deal with tremendous difficulty in our life. The angel said, "You are highly favored by God." And then things got complicated. And they don't get any less complicated for us today when we're overshadowed by the Spirit. The call of God on Mary's life was not an invitation to an easy life, but it was an invitation to a meaningful life. In a life filled with purpose and significance, in a life that literally changed the world because God overshadowed Mary. And when He overshadows you and me, and when Christ lives in us, then our plans and our ambitions and our dreams and our purposes will also be overshadowed. Another thing that we see here about Mary and that we can see about us is that when to be overshadowed by God means that my position is also overshadowed. Later in Luke chapter 1, Mary's going to break out in song, and it's a song that we love to sing. And she says, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has been mindful of the humble state of His servant." And it would be hard to find someone in a more humble state than Mary. She was a teenager back in the good old days when teenagers were supposed to be seen and not heard. And in her culture as a teenager, she wasn't yet valued because she wasn't yet married and she wasn't yet a mother. And besides all that, she's from what I heard someone say, the armpit of Israel, Nazareth. People made jokes about Nazareth. Even one of the disciples made a joke about Nazareth when he first heard about Jesus. And so Mary is the picture of a nobody in the middle of nowhere. And yet, this story speaks the truth that God works through nobodies, from nowhere, for everybody, everywhere. Doesn't matter what your position is. It doesn't matter what your status is. And honestly, that drives people crazy, that to God it doesn't matter. Mary even mentions that in her song. She says, "He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts." In other words, the way God does things drives proud people crazy. It makes them scatterbrained. And Paul said it this way, God deliberately chose things the world considers foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise. And he chose those who are powerless to shame those who are powerful. And God chose things despised by the world, things counted as nothing at all, and used them to bring to nothing what the world considers important, so that no one can ever boast in the presence of God. When we are overshadowed by God, there is no place for boasting, no place for pride. And Mary shows us that. And that's a good thing, because when we're overshadowed by God, even our limitations are overshadowed. And I stand here before you as one who has incredible limitations. And Mary had some pretty serious limitations. She's a teenager. She's not married. She's a virgin. How is this going to happen? And the angel says it's going to happen because God is going to overshadow you. And when God overshadows you, He is more than enough to make up for your limitations. In fact, that's what He's really, really good at, is being more than enough. It's what He loves to do, is to make the impossible possible. Someone pointed out, and I love this thought, that the physical life of Jesus begins and ends with two impossibilities. His life begins with an empty womb, and His life ends with an empty tomb. Glorious. Impossible. He came into the world through a door marked no entrance, and He went out of the world through a door marked no exit. Jesus has a way of overshadowing the limitations of those He overshadows. That was true of Abraham. We could see so many pictures in Scripture, but we'll just do Abraham and Sarah. When Abraham doubted that God could give him and Sarah a son because of their limitations, the response was, "Is anything too hard for God?" Which is exactly the response Gabriel gave Mary. Is anything impossible for God? So I just want to ask you this morning to think for a moment, what is it in your life that just seems too hard? What is it in your world that just seems like it is impossible? Because that is a place that God can overshadow and do what is too hard and what is impossible. I don't know what's on your list. I don't know what comes to your mind. But the same Spirit that overshadowed Mary and formed Christ in her can and will overshadow you and form Christ in you. and the same Spirit that overshadowed her and did the will of God in her life can and will overshadow you and accomplish God's will for you. So what is it that just seems too hard? Where do you need to be overshadowed? Where do you need Jesus to be dwelling in you? And when you come up with that place, pray the prayer of Mary. When she said, "I'm the Lord's servant. May His will be fulfilled. May His word be fulfilled." And so He can overshadow the anger that you just haven't been able to get control of. He can overshadow the bitterness that has just been welling up in you. He can overshadow jealousy and envy. He can overshadow your addictions. He can overshadow your bad attitude. He can overshadow your unbelief. When I was preparing this message, I ran into a man who needed to talk. And he started telling me about the things that his family had been dealing with just in the recent weeks. And they had been dealing with a lot of death. Several people, significant people in their family had died. And he said his words. He said, "I feel like I'm living in a shadow." He said, "I feel like I'm overshadowed by death." And since I was focusing on this word overshadowed, it certainly caught my attention for him to use that word back to me. And it made me think and realize that when we talk about the shadows, we think of darkness. When we talk about being overshadowed, we think of being into the dark. We think of moving from light into dark. And physically, that is absolutely true. But that's not what the Bible means when it says that we're overshadowed by God. That's not what life is like when we live in God's shadow. We don't move from light to dark in an impossible way. When we're overshadowed, we move from dark to light. We move from death to life. Because, folks, that's the way God always moves. So let's pray to be overshadowed by God. Think about another place this word is used. I think it's the only other place this word is used. And it's when Peter, James, and John are on a mountain with Jesus. And Jesus he's transfigured. They see him in his glorious splendor. And then it says a cloud settled on the mountain and the cloud overshadowed them. But it was a cloud of light. And it contained the voice of God. And so as we begin this month, if you are in a dark place, if you're in a tired place, if you're in a weary place, if you're in a place that you just feel like you're in the shadows, I want to invite you to ask God to overshadow you so that you will move from dark to light and from death to life. And so that Christ Jesus will be formed in you. Would you pray with me? Lord God, thank you for who you are and what you do. And you can be no other than yourself. And you are light and you are life. And honestly, one of the things that I love the most about this season is all of the light. I love how things are lit up. People put lights on their houses and on their trees and on their streets and on their buildings. This is such a season for light. And that is only because you are light. And this is a season when, more than any other time, our world is thinking about you. And it's just striking to me that when they think about you, the place lights up. And so I pray, Father, that you would overshadow us. I pray on an individual level for people in this room that you would overshadow them. I don't always know how this works. You have a part, we have a part. Maybe it's just that some folks in this room need to step into your shadow. And in an odd and impossible way, to step out of the dark and into the light. I pray as a church, as a congregation, that you would overshadow us. And that we would remain under your cloud of light. And I do pray, Lord, that just as you did with Mary, you will do with us the glorious impossible. And I pray for that in Jesus' name. Amen.